Thank you, Honourable Minister. Again, I think we almost omitted one very critical part on human trafficking. That is in terms of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Act 2011, in Lesotho, all forms of trafficking are now criminalized. And part two of the very same act spells out those acts that constitute acts of trafficking, and they include those acts done under pretext of domestic or overseas employment or training or apprenticeship for purposes of prostitution, pornography, sexual exploitation, forced labor, drug trafficking, slavery, involuntary servitude, or debt bondage. In addition to this act, there is also Children Protection and Welfare Act 2011, which provides for criminalization of trafficking of children under its part 9. In realization of the seriousness of this offense, both acts provide for heavy sentences in case of conviction that range up to a fine of 2 million maluti and or life imprisonment. Now, on the issue of how Lesotho intends to manage the climate change, the Lesotho government intends to address and manage climate change in the following manner that has been developed. One, the National Strategic Resilience Framework 2015-2025. We have the National Climate Change Policy 2017-2027 and the Energy Policy 2015-2025, which address all these issues. On the migrant workers in Lesotho, migrants have the same rights as Lesotho citizens, except with the right to employment as they are required by law to acquire work permits. For example, immigrants have one, equal access to healthcare services as the citizens of Lesotho. These include refugees, victims of trafficking, and even irregular immigrants, as health centers do not require immigrants to present specific documentation in order to gain access to services. However, for certain procedures requiring payment, immigrants may have to pay higher fees than nationals. Equal access to primary education is also one of the issues which is available to all children between the ages of 16 and 13. Madam Chairperson, on the issue of the climate change, I think we are already very clear on how Lesotho intends to address. Let me hand over back to you, Mr. Minister.